Blog Talk Radio.
This pot smells delicious, and it's the base for our ultimate beef stew.
Beef stew.
Now we're talking about beef stew.
Beef stew.
Try this beef stew. Try this beef stew.
It ain't nothing like love.
I need y'all to follow me on Facebook at djbigstew.com, facebook.com/djbigstew.com. Also follow me on Instagram at beefstew110, and also follow me on Twitter at beefstewradio, capital letters, the number 11. What's up, y'all? Make sure y'all check out our TV channel coming in March on Roku TV. Beef Stew Radio TV will definitely be launched on there, so y'all make sure y'all tune into that. But as promised, I got the homie in the building with the dope sound. You know, we dealing with something real, real different right now. All right? It's a real dope sound. It's my man Sean Ardoin in the building with a little Creole rock and soul in the building. What's up, family? Welcome to the
what
show.
What up? What up, man?
Man. Glad to have you here, man. Love your music, man. Very impressed by it. Definitely some dope stuff, man.
Thank you, bro. I really appreciate that, man. You're the audience I'm looking for, man.
Now, you know, how long have you been doing your thing? And well, at least with that, like, you kind of created that, or is that something that, you know, you just caught on to?
Okay, so I come from Louisiana. I'm in Louisiana, and the Creole people in Louisiana have something called Zydeco music. I've been playing the Creole music all my life. About 30-something years. and see, around the country, people don't get what we do here in Southwest Louisiana, and so people might know about Zydeco music, but what they know ain't what we do. And so, in order for me to be considered, you know, to be judged on my own artistry and be able to take what I do to the world, I created a whole new genre. So that allowed me to bust out of the genre box that people try to put you in. And just, you know, and enabled me to do songs like Kick Rocks, man. Kick Rocks is, and I put a line dance to it so that people could dance to it, but Kick Rocks is not even close to what Zydeco sounds like. You know what I'm saying? But I believe it's high energy, it's funky, and I believe it's a sound that people are ready for, you know?
No doubt. It's definitely catchy, too. Now, like, For that, like, who would have been some of the artists that influenced you, you know, to combine all those type of stuff together?
Oh, man, shoot. Stevie Wonder, Living Color, Earth, Wind & Fire, Take Six, Believe It or Not, Kiss. Oh, man, just, you know what I'm saying? I've always loved the combination of a funky groove with some nice hard guitar in there. and then having the vocals hitting there with the harmonies, man. And I play accordion, so, you know, putting the accordion in there just made it all homey for me, you know?
No doubt. You a two-time nominated Grammy-nominated person, man. How does that feel, man? That's
Man, you know what? You know what? That's on some other stuff right there, you know? When I found out I was a Grammy nominee on December 7th, people, like, you know, they announced it at 7:45. And so they started announcing that, you know, people started hitting me at 7:45. Congratulations. And I'm trying to see it for myself, man, you know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to go on my phone and try to get it. And when I finally get to the site, I saw Kid Rock. And I went, oh, I'm nominated for two. I just started crying, dude. I said I was going to record. I told God, I said, I'm going to record my reaction to whatever happened. And I recorded it. I started crying. I picked up my own phone. And I just did the ugly cry. You can see it. I left it on social media. I don't care. I mean, I worked real hard for this. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. Now, how did the Creole, you know, the Creole Hall of Fame come about?
Man, you know, the Creole Hall of Fame came about because, as I don't know if people know it, but the Creole people are the black French-speaking people of Louisiana. It's not a color. It's not a shade. It's a culture. You know what I'm saying? And because my dad didn't learn how to speak English till he was 9 years old. We speak Creole language. And I didn't want our culture and our music and everything about us to be like everything else in the black community, where we wait for somebody outside of our community to acknowledge us. So I established the Creole Hall of Fame so that we could acknowledge our own accomplishments. It started as a Louisiana thing. Next year, we're going to go international with it, because Creole is Haitian, Creole is Dominican, Creole is Seychelles, Creole is, you know, it's Creole all over the world, you know?
Mm-hmm. No doubt.
And
that,
so,
So. Now, let me ask you this. You did a song with one of the famous songs, Abracadabra, and that's like a song that's, you know, famous. How did you say, you know, let me take this one, remake this and freak it? Like, how did you get there? Because it's definitely dope. And you know, Abracadabra was a very, very catchy song.
Yeah, man. Well, see, you know, I was at this conference, man, and I always try to figure out why I am placed, you know what I'm saying? Like, why was I here? What was I supposed to get out of here? Well, I went to this little songwriting conference here in Louisiana, and the conference, my lawyer had me come to his part. And right when the next dude was coming up, he was like, yo, all you new artists, don't discount cover songs. Like, you know, find a good cover song and put that on your project, because that'll get people to you. You know what I'm saying? It'll expose people to you. And so I already had all my songs set. And on the way back home, I was like, okay, so wait a minute. I need to put some covers on here. So I said, well, what covers did I always want to do? Abracadabra and Just What I Needed popped up in my head, because I've always loved that Steve Miller joint, man. It's just so, you know, it's so funky and laid back. And so I put the Creole twist on it. And to my surprise, man, everybody's been really loving it, you know. People who would never have been exposed to my music because I did that cover, now they're like, well, let me check out what else he do, you know.
Mm-hmm. I like it a lot, man. I grew up listening to that song in my house, and I was really impressed when I seen you do that. So that's why we're going to get into that joint right now. All right, this is Abracadabra. We got him in the building. Sean Alderwin, he said, I said it decent enough for New York. You know what I'm saying? Everybody tell
me
I got New York.
Yeah, you did. You said it great for New York.
So let's get into that, y'all. Beef Stew Radio, we live from Harlem.
Higher, 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 higher
Yeah. Beef Stew Radio live. We got Sean Alderwin in the building. Excuse me, I'm messing up, man.
Yes,
I'm doing good.
That's all right, man. You're doing good.
We got the homie in the building. I love the way that the twist on that, you know, how you changed that rock and roll pop song into made it and gave it some soul and some funk and, you know, it just gave it some rhythm. It definitely flies, the whole different twist with that.
Thank you, brother. You know, that's the thing, man. You know, my whole thing is to bring people to this thing down here that we got here in Southwest Louisiana, man. If we have a whole culture and a whole swag, man, that people need to see. And I'm just believing that this project will get people to pay attention so that I can direct them back here, man. They can get some of this other flavor we got down here. Get some of that hot cayenne, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Now, what made you decide to play the accordion? You know, that's like an odd instrument to play, you know what I'm saying? And it looks like it's a hard instrument to play, too, also.
Well, you know, man, that was the thing I was telling you earlier about Creole music, man. Down here, the music is led by the accordion. And I'm fourth generation. My grandfather's cousin was the first man to record. Well, they used to accredit him as the first man to record Cajun or Creole music. But now they're saying that there was somebody else who did one thing before him. So anyway, but the majority of the repertoire of the music was based on his songs. They were all based on his songs. My grandfather was a legend in the music. My dad and his brothers played, and then me and my brother played. And so, you know, so it's in the family. So down here, an accordion isn't like an unusual instrument because the Creole music is in the forefront. You know what I'm saying? Like,
wow.
Like they get Zydeco artists to open up for like hip hop and R&B people because they're gonna bring the people. It's crazy. It's like going to DC with Go-Go.
That's fly. And then plus it's a big part of our Black culture that a lot of people don't know about. And I'm definitely glad that I can talk to you and throw out Harlem people in there because there's a lot of people in Harlem that got, everybody in Harlem got family down south. That's a fact. Because
exactly.
People from South migrated to Harlem. So we all got family down south. So it's definitely good you giving us a little knowledge for the younger cats that don't know about that. Just know that they got a cousin in Louisiana, maybe Shreveport or someplace like that, but don't know about like the history of New Orleans. Because Mardi Gras is about ready to come. So I know you're about ready to be busy now in a minute, right?
Yeah. Yeah, man. And you know the thing about it is, man, New Orleans is like I know it's like you being from New York and people going, "Oh, you from New York. Okay, you know so and so?" You know what I'm saying? or like you being from Buffalo and you say you from New York and they go, "Okay, New York City?" You know?
Yeah.
Or you say you from Harlem, "Oh, from Manhattan?" You know, you from New York, "Oh, you from Manhattan?" There's a whole bunch of different parts of New York. Louisiana is more than just New Orleans. And matter of fact, when people come and discover the other part of Louisiana, they kind of like rearrange their lives to keep coming down here and experiencing this culture. Because we got the food, we got the swag, we got the culture, we got the dance. I mean, it's a whole big old thing. Like real talk, every weekend here, three times a weekend, there's they call it Zydeco music, Zydeco. Every weekend there's like a trail ride or a Zydeco dance going on, and there's like thousands of people at it.
Wow.
Like we have our own thing popping, man. It's crazy. It's crazy. And listen, and you come down here and experience this, it'll change your life. Seeing Black people in boots and jeans, oh man.
Mm-hmm.
I bet he had a cowboy hat with some joy. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy.
That's our history, and people don't know that's actually our history. You know what I mean? We have a lot to do with that. So, and y'all another thing about it is that you got the song "Do My Thing." But before we get into that, I want to know why they consider you the triple threat of Zydeco music. Like, you know?
Well, you know, people were giving me that title because I was like, I write. I sing, so I've been writing and recording for over 30 years, been performing for 38 years. Now, you know, I stopped eating kind of bad, so I lost a lot of weight, and people can't tell that I'm 49 years old. They think I'm still in my 30s, which that's cool. I'm going to let them think that. But when I'm on stage, I leave it all on the stage. You know what I'm saying? I leave it all on the stage. Nothing left.
So what's the inspiration behind Do My Thing? Even though the title speaks
for. Yeah, that was the thing. See, I've always been a cat. But for my music, I was one of the first people to mix the popular music, like hip hop and R&B. I was one of the first people to mix that into our Zydeco music. And so people would always kind of like, you know, call me out for it. But I'm like, look, popular music borrows from popular music. So we ain't no different. My grandfather and them borrowed from the blues. So while we got to be stuck doing what they doing, we got to do what we do. And so Janelle Monáe and Estelle wrote that song. And so I heard it. I was like, I got to cover this song because it's saying everything I need to say to people. And it's on a CD that I was believing was going to be breaking me out back to the world. You know, and look, I'm on the radio with you in Harlem, bro.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's true indeed. All right, so we're going to be blessed with this, another joint by Sean Alderwin. This joint is definitely hot. Do My Thing. Let's get it, y'all. Beats Through Radio. We live from Harlem tonight. We got a little Creole rock and soul in it here tonight. So that's how we doing it. Let's
yeah.
do it.
Ça c'est bon. Hey, 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 hey.
Because I can't,
cause I can't.
And I wear my hair like this because I can't,
cause I can't.
And I walk around like this because I can't,
cause I can't.
And I do my thing like this cause
who I am.
And if you expected me to give you an apology for being nothing like you used to,
well,
go ahead on right there and wait. Hold your breath and concentrate. Keep holding till your face turns blue. Cause my road, it ain't your road, but trust I know.
Requires sometimes that you do a solo, so I can do it with tracks, but the fire is when I got my band.
Okay. So you have your own band, like some regular cats that you roll out and y'all just tear it down with.
Yes, sir. We come and we do it. We do it, man. Like, I don't know if you hear it, but that thing that sound like kind of like a that thing, that's a scrub. That's a metal thing that a dude puts on his chest. My son actually plays it with my band. And you scrub it with spoons.
Scrub or the wash clothes.
Yeah. But they made it into an instrument. One of the kings of our music, his brother made it into an instrument that, you know, he fashioned it at a metal shop. It's called a scrub board, a fratois.
Wow, that's crazy.
A lot of culture, a lot of layers.
And then coming from where you come from, like, you almost royalty in this game with the Creole music, because you got, you know, pops and family members and all that kind of created this. And you know what I'm saying? So that's like, you kind of royalty with this, man. That's really
kind,
deep.
Kind of something like that, man. We definitely in the first family for sure. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Now, you know, what would you change about the music industry now? Like, if you had the power to change anything, what would it be?
Man, that's a good question. You know, we don't do CDs anymore, so that's kind of weird for me, because I came up in the business whenever it was albums to cassettes to CDs, you know, and then now we're back to vinyl, so that's crazy. I don't know. I mean, I'm just embracing it, you know, because the change now is social media. You know, I guess that'd be one thing. The one thing I would change would be that an artist could be judged on his grind and his content, and not necessarily on how many followers he has.
Yeah, I got that.
You dig what I'm saying?
Now, so a lot of people kind of feel that way, you know, like, especially true musicians, they kind of feel that way. Like, it's not really about the music no more. It's about how many Twitter followers and Instagram followers you got now.
Yeah, because legit, you can get a real nice gig just because you have 250,000 followers.
Mm-hmm.
It don't mean you're good.
Yeah. That's true.
I mean,
you like me.
I mean, I'm just saying, you know, no lies told.
What advice would you give a young artist that's listening to the show right now and they're really impressed? What advice could you give them?
Man, I can tell you right now, and my other hustle is I motivational speak. And I can tell you right now, bro, the number one thing is figure out who you are as early as you can. Once you figure out who you are, decide where you want to go. Once you figure out where you want to go, make you a plan and only do things that will get you to your plan end goal. Don't waste time going in different directions. Stay focused. Number four is do not quit. Number five is, the way my faith is set up, depend on God to do it. And number six, work like it depends on me.
That's real deep. Now, is there any people out there that you would love to work with if you had the opportunity to? That's out there,
man. Oh, yeah, man. You know, I just did that Janelle Monáe cover, so obviously her. Bruno Mars. I'd like to work with a country artist, because I got a song on the CD that they need to record and get some of this country money. I'd like to work. You know what I'm saying, bro? You know, I'm equal opportunity.
Hey,
you know,
money's green and it comes from all over.
That's right. That's right. I like to work with Jill Scott for real, for real. That'd be hot.
Mm-hmm. Digging that.
Yeah, man, that's pretty, you know, there's a whole bunch of other ones, but those are the ones that come. My first mind is, you know, Bruno Mars, Janelle Monáe. And then, you know, when I get past that, then I start going to people that I listen to, like, you know, like Jill Scott and some of these country artists, you know, bands, mostly people with bands, people who got high energy stuff. Jill, because she can sing, and I always wanted to sing with her. She'll dust me out, but that's all right. I'll be up on stage with her, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No doubt, no doubt. I got you, man. Jill Scott, she after what she did recently, man, she's a hot item on the stage, man.
Well, yeah, and I saw her. I was sitting second row center 2 years ago, and I saw it in person, yeah.
No doubt. No doubt. So we got the song Kick Rocks, man. What was the inspiration behind that?
Man, my son, a friend of my son's, bro, he plays guitar. And, like, my son, he does music on it as well, Sean David MSX. Check him out. He's real hot. But his little friend, I said, hey, man, come by the house. I want to work on some music with you. And he played that riff that kicks the song off. And I was like, man, I was like, put this in the key of my accordion, because the accordions are key. They're not like a piano. Each accordion has a different key. So I asked him to do it in a key that fit my accordion. And I was like, I'm going to write a song to this if you're cool with that. He was like, yeah. And so, man, I just kept hearing Kick Rocks. You know, I got to be me. Can't be no one else beside myself. Hey, like I said earlier, this album is just me launching myself onto the world. Like, hey, check out this music. Check out my art. You know, I want you to feel me. I want you to feel this culture. I want you to feel this music. And every song kind of has that same theme. You know what I'm saying? And I got with Aaron Lindsay to help me produce it. And he said, bro, I got the perfect guy to play guitar on it. It's a guy named Nomad. And when he put his guitar licks on there, bro, it was over. Over with. And then I did a video. And I'm pretty cool. I'm pretty impressed, man. On Facebook, if you go on my page, the video has about 113,000 hits since December 20th. My YouTube videos views aren't as high. They're just like at 25,000. But people are liking the video, man. There's a line dance to it. You can go on my website and learn the line dance to go with it. Yeah, man. And I knew it had to be the flagship song. And so much so that, bro, that song is nominated for a Grammy right now.
Wow. Congratulations,
thank you, man. I didn't even get to promote it to people. The people that song is in the Americana genre, and the Americana genre is a really hard genre to make headway in if you're not famous, man. So the song is giving me life, man, and I'm just thankful.
That's for real. That's a blessing, man.
I mean, you now, like that's why I'm talking to you.
definitely some stuff that, you know, I'm a hip hop dude, but I like stuff everything, you know what I mean? And sometimes when I hear some stuff that's different, it definitely impresses me, and that's one of the joints that I could play in my ride just feeling different, you know what I mean? If I want a little change or something. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And but you know, tell the people how they can keep up with you, man, and come to the shows, or if they want to learn anything about you, or they want to get the album and anything like that.
Man, look, SEANARDOIN. When I'm playing live, I go SEANARDOIN. SEANARDOIN. So hopefully that's kicking the head. That's on Twitter, that's on Instagram, Facebook, my website, SeanArdwan.com, all of that, man. And plus, I done tagged you on Facebook and a couple of things. So if they listening to you, they should see that post. You know, and I'll go and I like your page. I'll go and put the link on your thing if that's cool.
Yeah, that's definitely cool. Share it there, and I'll share it too. You already, and I'll put it on the website and all that. So, you know, definitely,
yep.
you know,
you know what I call this? You know what I call this, Big Sue? I call this co-hustling, baby.
Exactly. But, man, I want to thank you for coming through, man. You know what I mean? We're going to get into that Kick Rocks. But you got a home here, man. So, you know, keep sending them through, man. Hopefully you get to New York, man. We can bring you up to the TV joint and get you on there with us one day, man.
Oh, definitely. I'm definitely making my way there, man. Because after I go to L.A. and get these two Grammys, man, it's going to be on and pop.
All right. Bring one, because I want to feel how it feel to hold a Grammy.
For sure. Yes, sir.
Once again, we thank the homie for coming through. We're going to get into this joint, Kick Rocks. Once again, we thank Sean Arderwin for coming through. This Beast Through Radio. We doing it, and then we out, y'all. This is live from Harlem. Once again, we thank the homie. Let's get it, y'all.
Yeah.
well. But if you don't want to stay in here, I'ma let you go run free. And as you go, walk out that door. Come on, then, mama, won't you shake it for me? You know I gotta be me. Can't be no one else besides myself. Baby, you just gotta tanker with me. You know I gotta be me. Can't be no one else inside myself. Yeah. And if you can't see, then I'm the man for you. Always be there. Well, kick rock, kick rock, go.
Try this beef.